Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in history, in the news, in our lives, and in yours. And we like to share this with each other and with you. And later on, we will give you out the phone number to call in and ask your questions. And we're going to start first by introducing ourselves and then by talking a little bit about the astrology of this moment in time. And we were February 27th, 2012. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, on the banks of the Mississippi River. And I am joined by two dear astrological friends, Mark.
Hi, Mark Wolf in New York City over by the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. And over by the East River is...
Ann Ortley at my bright red desk. Yay, astrology. And 54 degrees here in lovely New York City. So.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's amazing. It's actually become winter here. We haven't had much winter here, but it is cold and blustery tonight. And speaking of blustery, aren't you just loving some of the humorous and intense ways that women are responding to the recent sexism in Republican politics?
Yeah.
And Venus is in Aries right now, mm-hmm. and it is just fiery. And it's also the fiery energy that I think can be a little scary, which is why it was being contained by why some men responded this way. The one politician who had proposed the legislation where, it was at West Virginia, where a woman had to go through a vaginal ultrasound before she would have an abortion, spoke in the state senate that he went home and he went to have a romantic evening with his wife, and she heard on the news that he was part of this bill and walked out of the room. basically implied that he wasn't going to have any sex until he changed his mind
and fixed something.
Right.
And I think there's going to be a lot of some very humorous response I'm seeing, and very intense around the globe. And I think that Venus in Aries, and I'm seeing a lot of men joining into it, it's this fierce anima of Venus in Aries, which has lowered impulse control on a lot of people. Sometimes it's not good. We had another school shooting today. And I'm a little bit worried if we had a school shooting today, this weekend when Mercury goes into Aries, conjuncts Uranus, with these inner planets in Aries, it lowers impulse control. And that
can be delightful
in good ways, but it can be a little dangerous here. And with Mars in critical and subcritical Virgo, it's a kind of a tough combination right now. So I'm noticing people are feeling a little prickly on the inside. So
it's
how are you
out.
Seeing this?
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Mark, have you noticed? How are you feeling Venus in Aries with under the Pisces sun?
I'm not noticing so much aggression, but more straightforwardness. You know, just people are sort of calling it how it is.
Mm-hmm. And that can be lovely. I mean, that's also part of the impulse control.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's not too much worry about having to edit everything. You know, just blurt it out. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say this, what do you say?
And that's a beautiful thing. And
sometimes
it
can be a little
general.
Difficult, but, it's not diplomatic. But it gets things done, you know.
And I have seen some very difficult conversations, where people are being more honest than they've ever been, but not mean about it. I mean, it's been a little difficult. You know, you watch people kind of get a little hot under the collar and go to their neutral corners and come back. But Aries is rarely mean or malevolent. It's usually just intense, hot under the collar, and straightforward about it. And it's that, honesty first rather than attempting to hurt. And I think that can be very healthy.
Yeah.
And how are you noticing this combination?
Well, when it was funny, because when that whole abortion thing and women's reproductive rights was going down, I was kind of like, I remembered back when we were talking at one point, you had said, well, you know, these rights, they go away, and then sometimes we have to go fight for them again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to get all pissed off. I'm just going to do my, I mean, I'm going to get annoyed, but I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
I get that. Yeah, we have to remember to say, no, no. We have to go back and say, look, this is the deal. This is why we do this. You know, the goal is here, blah, blah, blah. And it made it much easier, you know, rather than just being incensed and jumping up and down and throwing things at the television, which usually is counterproductive anyway because they can't hear you, makes you feel good, sometimes bothers the television.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very instructive. And I know with me, you know, I've been feeling a lot of warrior goddess. My Venus is setting off my Mercury-Mars square. So I've been having a lot of in my own head.
Uh-huh.
So I'm having these, like, walking down the street, you know, and the thing with cell phones now is you can talk to yourself on the street and nobody thinks anything of it. So I'm walking down the street telling people off in my head, not in real life, but I'm having the conversations that, you know, like I haven't had, that I that I want to have. And, you know, for whatever reason, not really the time, my reaction is maybe a little too emotional right now, and I need to kind of process it. And I always find that with me, talking it out, and even in my own head or in my bathroom mirror, I used to practice my sales pitches there too when I was in sales. I always find that's very helpful. And of course, with Mercury and Pisces right now, everybody's feeling very profound. And, you know, I was thinking about it, the Sun and Mercury and Pisces, we have never had Neptune and Pisces before in our lives.
No.
So this is a whole new energy. Mercury has been in Pisces many times, the Sun's been in Pisces many times. But for all of us, this is a brand new energy because for, you know, the last 100 and whatever, 64 years, Mercury has not been in Pisces.
Right.
And so it's also understanding that a lot of the floating or a lot of the disconnect energy is tied to, we don't know what this is. We're just still getting used to it. So it's also, I find, a fiery energy. And because there's no air in the plant in the heavens, people are not necessarily thinking about the long-term consequences. So, I, you know, that's the other part is think, you know, measure twice, cut once. You know, think a few times before you blast them. So I'm blasting them in my bathroom mirror. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. And, you know, I think there's a lot of the catalyst this coming weekend as Mercury is going to be heading into Aries and joining Venus there.
And Mars
Venus
is
then heads luckily into Taurus fairly soon after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to conjunct Uranus. But I think that what, can, you know, there are a lot of things that will just sort of get a little explosive and difficult during that time. And I'm also finding a restlessness. I'm wanting to kind of leave what I'm doing and jump ahead and get involved in something bigger and not necessarily do the smaller work, which is an important thing to be doing while the Sun is in Pisces every year, is we clear the decks and we do that interior work to get ready for the spring. There's a real restlessness that's making that a little tricky right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a grand trine in
Earth,
Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto, that Mars is beginning retrograding back and it's about to hit the orb. So that grand trine in Earth all spring, I think, will follow up on the energy that gets initiated now, which is going to be very interesting to see what comes of it. But the last few days up in the western sky in the evening, we've had this beautiful lineup with Jupiter, Venus, and the moon, and it was just glorious. If you could, did you get a chance to see it at all?
I did. I was upstate over the weekend.
Oh,
it was
wonderful.
Beautiful. Yeah, Mark, you?
I think it's It's so freeing. I mean, I felt like there were, you know, some of the things that were freeing. One of the families that I've been sort of counseling around the edges with, a major family secret came out. You know, that money that was promised to somebody is not coming to them. And that was just a horrible awakening, but it was also tremendously freeing. Now they don't have to take on any of the family attributes that they didn't really want to because they're not getting any of the money.
Right.
And it was, you know, I see Jupiter and they go like, oh, bounty, wonderfulness. I go, sometimes Jupiter really is. You know, freedom is not, is having nothing left to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling for that, the boy who lost impulse control today and shot up his school in Ohio. that, you know, freedom means different things to different situations. And we have to use that wisely.
Did very many people get hurt? I missed that one.
There were 6 kids shot, 2 died.
Yeah. That's the impulse stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And did the shooter die?
No. They got him now, though. So, Anne, would you like to give out the number for
people
to call?
Sure. We have our little thing up here. Let me pull out our number. So call if you want. Ask us questions, 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. So I also noticed the Mars-Sun opposition, and I was thinking about that one. That's
intensifying next week.
Yeah, towards the end of the weekend. How do you, you know, I always find Mars accelerates stuff. How do you guys deal with Mars when he's not in a good space like he is right now? Because he's in Neptune
not
land.
Not in
the
sign he likes.
Yeah, not
right.
in the sign he likes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work with him?
Well, I have noticed a lowering of immune system. A lot of people I know have the flu. And I dealt with a small batch of it. I think that Mars I always associate with our immune system, and in Neptune land, it's feeling a little suppressed and not, you know, that our defenses aren't clear and straightforward. They can be overactive or underactive, like an immune system issue. They can forget to fight off the germ, or they can sort of, you know, attack on oneself. So there's some health issues that I'm hearing that are a response to that. Or this turning in of anger, finding a healthy way to be. You know, when something bothers us, it's really important right now that we're direct and clear. I think it's going to bring some, I think next weekend may be a weekend when we see major political demonstrations or major political debates.
Because of the opposition, yeah.
Yep, as Uranus conjuncts Mars.
Mark, what are you seeing it as?
Similar kind of thing. It definitely does slow down the immune system, and also, in a more metaphorical sense, the response system. You know, and sometimes, you know, when you don't have a clear, direct, immediate response, then it can be good if it allows you to give a considered and weighed response. Instead, that can be good, but often instead of getting to that, we just go into kind of a paralysis. We don't know what to do right away, then, you know, it goes into this back and forth and second guessing and rethinking, and it never comes to something. And I'm seeing a lot of that. So,
And just,
you know,
kind of
a warning that, yeah, if you don't find the immediate thing to do, then give yourself an actual second deadline and say, okay, so I guess I'm going to be weighing this a little more, but let me take action by next, you know, 2 days at noon, you know, or something.
Okay. So you're assigning a movable deadline that you can actually work and meet.
Yeah, because otherwise it just goes into a back and forth and it never gets decided.
Never gets decided or finished.
And then there's no response. You know, we end up making no response instead of too quick a one.
Right.
And the too quick response, sometimes it is better to wait, but then, you know, you got to find a way to actually come out with something.
Right, right.
Or decide to officially and forever let it go.
Yeah, either one is workable.
Let it drift off.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think with the moons this week, they're personal signs, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. So they tend to be more about my stuff, my thoughts, what makes me feel cared for and nurtured. And then next week we get a little more out in the creative role. So again, our calling number, 347-215-8881. And we do have a caller, so I'll see if I can pick him up. Hello, 936, how are you? You there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the line. Can we help?
Oh, wow. I would love for you to help.
Yeah, the lines are open, folks. Feel free to call through. Yeah.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
My birthday is September 24th, 1960.
is which? Say it again.
September 24th, 1960,
mm-hmm.
Houston, Texas, at 10:04 p.m. And I have just been through hell and back for the past. Well, I haven't come out of hell yet. I think I'm still Persephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just
Inanna halfway back. Yes.
I just. Am I ever going to see the light of day again?
Mm-hmm. What was the town in Texas?
Houston.
Houston.
Oh, okay. I wrote Houston. Yeah.
You know, you're going through so much right now. And
I have lost everyone close to me. I've lost my mom, my dad, my husband. My son has had 14 open heart surgeries. I mean, it's just like, it's just drama.
You have gone through hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it gonna?
And I have a feeling you're the old adage, you know, that a woman is like a tea bag. You don't know how strong she is till she's in hot water.
Right.
That you may have underestimated your strength, and you keep saying, you know, God doesn't give us more than we can handle.
No, my mother
sometimes not one drop less.
My mother used to tell me that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, but then there's a lot of people in the crazy house too, you know.
Right.
But I have a feeling that you are looking at up at the sky sometimes, or wherever you feel the center of the divine, and going, "Are you sure?
Right.
You think I can handle this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you nuts?
Right.
Right now Pluto is exactly square your progressed moon. And so the sense of loss is pretty intense this month.
Yeah.
And Saturn is sitting right on your Venus. So love feels like it's a lot of hard work, and you've lost a lot, and you feel old and serious, and like you've had to be the grown-up, all while Uranus is opposing your sun,
and squaring
you want
my Mars,
it changed,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And if you can just hang in here, I mean, it's like the urge to run away to join the circus, but you have so much work to do to just finish up what's already in process.
Yeah.
But you are starting a whole new phase of your life, as, you know, you'll really feel it in about 3 or 4 years when you finish a progressed lunar new moon. But your progressed sun is sitting right on your natal moon, and in a year it'll be moved forward, and you'll be more yourself. Saturn is off your Mercury and Venus by September.
Yeah.
Pluto is moving, your progressed moon is moving out of that exact square to Pluto in a month or two, and Uranus will be moving forward and not sitting on your Mars in just months.
So really,
won't
do you think by the fall I'll be better? Or
but
is
by
it
the
gonna
fall,
take
the
three
work
or four
is,
years?
By, is over, and you'll start to feel like you're taking a deep breath, and that you're beginning to come back to yourself. And then you've got some recovery work, and just you like the ground has been really cleared in your life. Now you have to deal with the trauma of it and clean up the details of it. Like, I think
I'm so exhausted.
Process.
You know, I don't even have the energy.
And then you're starting a whole new life. It's like the ground is cleared, a new crop is going to be planted, and you're beginning, but it's going to take a couple of years to really feel like you can see what's growing in that new crop.
Okay.
But this is not the end of your life. This is the end of one chapter of your life.
Yeah.
And
what
do you see?
Well, I think, you know, part of the question of where you're going is also about the new vision, because Neptune is strongly placed in your chart in the sixth house of kind of dissolving and shifting. You're kind of, as it hits the midheaven now, it kind of says, I'm going to change all of your structural reality. So as he now enters a new sign, he's going to pull all the planets into a kind of a new vision, because he's going to roll through that quadrant, in the quadrant that you don't have any planets in. And this chart tends to be other-oriented, meaning you take care of other people.
I follow it. I was adopted, I was raised an only child, but I have four children of my own, and I I took care of my elderly parents till they died. I am a caretaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what the universe is kind of saying is a lot of that role is going to be shifting. And so now you have to come up with a new vision of what your work is. Because with Neptune in the sixth house of taking care of other people, you know, where we have Neptune is what we find is our God or what our purpose or our path is, and it trines your Mars. So it's very easy for you to kind of slip into that role.
Right.
And he's just changed signs now after saying, okay, the first part of your life, yeah, you did a lot of partnering, relating, and connecting. Now you're back to 1982 when you were 22, and you went out into the world to find love, find partner, create your kids.
Yeah.
And now he's saying to you, what's the dream for the next 29 years? So your job between now and September is to come up with a framework for that new dream.
Yeah.
What's your vision? What makes you happy? What makes your heart sing? And because your chart is so other-oriented, it's sometimes a little hard to hear.
It is very hard, yes.
Yeah.
And then I have Gemini rising, which gives me, I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. You know, I have so many interests, you know.
But you're supposed to do that. That, you know, like, yeah, that's your path. You know, Gemini rising, Aquarius, midheaven. When other people look at it, it looks like, you know, there's all over the place. But from your chart, it actually is very focused. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and trusting that process.
Moon.
Yeah, Scorpio moon. You have a sense of where the path is taking you. And you get bored easy.
Oh, I do. Oh, definitely.
Right. So
once
you have
once the challenge is over, I'm done. Yeah.
You're ready to move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to look at that and maybe reframe jack of all trades, because the reason there is a jack of all trades is because we do need people that can do a lot of different things. And
translate one thing to the other.
Yeah, yeah. And your chart's really good at that. You know, so that part, and you are entering a really big new chapter. So that's also just kind of knowing that part of that transition of what's the next thing coming in is huge. And your group of babies is getting ready to take over the world, which is good because my group of babies messed it up. So you're going to be actually probably more in an outer teaching role, you know, taking all the stuff you've learned in the course of your life and taking it to the world in a different direction. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, very much you want to figure out how to use this ability to adapt and see things differently and work with change and work for other people. Help other people, all of these things. It's actually going to lead you into a very exciting time if you know, will just let go of the things that didn't work or that came to an end, because things have come to their end.
And this pattern that you're going through, you know, that they're saying that worked to the end. You know, Pluto's going to come to conjunct your Saturn as you hit the progressed lunar new moon. And in about the spring of 2014 through 2015, you hit your progressed lunar new moon, and your progressed Venus conjuncts Jupiter, which is probably new love, new connection, new creative process, and really beginning to find yourself.
Wow. I'm just 51 and tired.
That's where a lot of these loose ends, all these loose ends will form a pattern.
Right.
They just seem like loose ends, and they're like falling all over the place.
Right. That's exactly the way I feel. Yes. Yeah.
But Mark is right. You know, keep an eye on them and take notes, because they're all different kinds of training that will affect you.
Okay. Thank you so much for y'all's time. I listen to y'all religiously. Y'all are awesome.
Good.
Oh, we're so glad.
Glad
y'all
you like
are
it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it.
Sure.
Okay.
Take
good
care
luck.
Of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, let me see if we have other callers. We do. And we have minutes left. Okay. All right. Let's do. Hi, 520. How are you? You have a question?
Yes, I do. My name is Angela, and hi, guys.
Hi.
I finally get to see you all, talk to you all. My birthday is November 14th, 1969. And I just want a general...
Is it 1959 or 69?
69.
69, okay. Go ahead.
And I just would like a general reading. 3:30 p.m.
Where?
And
Crosby, North Dakota.
Where?
Is there in North Dakota?
Crosby.
Crosby,
like
I know.
Dean, yeah, like Dean Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Okay, so November 14th, 1969, 3:30 in the afternoon in Crosby.
And what is your question? You said you want a general reading about what's going on with you and this time.
Well, basically,
okay.
I'm pretty much a jack of all trades. I'm working in two jobs. I'm volunteering a lot. I was kind of wondering
Are you still in North Dakota?
Well, I left for a while for 20 years in Arizona, and then I came back because of situations back there.
North Dakota's booming right now.
Well, it is extremely, which is surprising. But anyway, I came back mainly because this is the place where I had more of the positiveness for myself, and I needed that. I was just curious as far as love interest.
Okay, you know, it feels like, you know, I'm glad, I think you came back there at a good time. I lived in the Turtle Mountain area for 3 years, so I know what
North
Dakota is. And there is, you know, I've watched it just over the last 4 or 5 years change so dramatically. As when oil was discovered and a few other things that are going on. And Saturn's been going back and forth, squaring your moon. Have you been back for a long time, or is it... because it looks like you've got some family responsibilities that have been leaning heavily on you lately.
to say the least. I've been... It'll be a year next month.
So you've been back.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
And because you've got your moon at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and Saturn's going back and forth, squaring that. Also, Jupiter sitting on your Saturn in the first house. There's just a lot of sense of responsibility. But you know, you have to really kind of hold your own as the adult that you've become rather than fall back into old family patterns. Because I think there's part of you that kind of responds to that, like wanting to be a rebellious teenager and run away. because you've got Uranus sitting on your ascendant. But instead of rebelling, help them. They can't change, but you can change your life and have it be more who you really authentically are. Because Uranus is coming across the ascendant. You're not going to stay the same old, same old. You've been working too hard on the inside to be what they wanted you to be. So it's a time to really look at your own dreams. You know, you're finishing up some responsibilities that you just kind of have to finish a chunk of karma slogging between now and September. And then I think you come alive. What do you see, Anne?
Well, the British lady spoke so quickly.
So we have to hurry up.
Yeah, fast. I think it is actually a decent relationship here. You've got Saturn going through the 7th. So there's a lot of energy around wanting to look back at what you've done in relationships in the past, back to 1982, 83. So this springtime and then also this fall when Saturn comes to Jupiter. Because Jupiter for you is a relation, he's in a relationship house, and then Saturn comes to your Venus next spring. So I kind of like relationships for you this year. You're also starting a new 12-year cycle around what's of value to you. So it's answering those questions and really focusing on it. And with Saturn squaring the moon, the sense of family responsibilities will shift a lot come the end of the last week in September, first week in October, and then you'll be set to go.
We're going to have to say goodbye now. This is Access Astrology. Good luck. We wish you a lot of luck, and we love hearing from all of you. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye, and I am joined by
Ann Ortley in New York. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a good week.
And Mark? Bye.
Yep, Mark Walton in New York.
Mark Walton in New York. Okay. Bye, everybody. Take care. And stop by the Open Center to see us. Or Heather, she hung up already, but stop by and see Heather out in North Dakota, not North Dakota anymore. Where is she now? Minneapolis, St. Paul.
She's in St. Paul.
And you can check our websites for current speaking engagements. So have a great week, folks. Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.